BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Thursday. I'm getting geared up for my Blackpool Tower abseil for children in need with the help of Chris. Rihanna off of films plays a super wet innuendo bingo. We talk about the amazing first dates on Channel 4, and Georgia, who got stood up last week, calls the show. I really want Katy Perry to come back with something really soon. I miss her, but she's touring like all the time.
Do you reckon it'll be beefy though? It'll be anti-Swifty, something like that?
Nah. Unlike Rihanna, she just will come back with a massive, massive pop banger.
But isn't that the thing at the moment? Everyone's got to do a song about someone else, but not actually name them.
It is the thing to do, but I'm confident that Katy will come back. I really want Rihanna to as well, FYI. But just like make a song with a chorus in it.
Yeah.
Would be nice. Anyway, so hope you're right this afternoon. Diplo and Sleepy Tom coming up, and a bit of Naughty Boy and Beyonce. Excited to have Rihanna back on Innuendo Bingo today.
Yeah, I mean, Rihanna of films, that is.
Rihanna of films, yes.
This isn't the big comeback today.
No, it's not. But very excited for Rihanna to be on because she gets fully involved in the game.
Yeah.
Also, just to let you know, there's nothing weird about today's Innuendo Bingo. It's just a straightforward, normal one with the sheets and the bin.
We can do it sitting down. We're not standing up. We're not on our heads.
No,
we're not doing anything like that.
No. I know on Tuesday was a special one because you were on a bike, a much smaller bike than Geraint Thomas was. But just a normal Innuendo Bingo today.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I really appreciate all of the work that you lot do on Innuendo Bingo. I really do. Every time someone sends an email, we check... But sometimes people get it a bit wrong, and it is my absolute favourite thing, where they think they've heard one, but it's really not. I'm not going to say this person's name. He says, Phil Spencer on More 4 on Thursday morning. Perhaps a look in the bedroom will put a smile on their face.
Yeah. And often...
It's not quite right.
Often, there's one thing that I can pass on to everyone. If you do email in, don't make up something that hasn't been said.
Please don't, because it takes us hours.
Because there's a team of people here. It's a bit like on Willy Wonka with the Oompa Loompas. There's a lot of them going through them, but it does take a long time.
Did you just call them Oompa Loompas?
To find
it's awful. They're very hard-working people.
So are Oompa Loompas.
Yes, but you can't compare them to...
But it is tricky when someone says that this is a great innuendo, have a listen, and you get all the way there, and it's been a complete lie.
Yeah, or it's rubbish. But keep me coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Halloween party, mine, this weekend. What are you saying? What's the update, please?
Well,
let's do it on air, because obviously it's too awkward for you to discuss with me off air.
Oh, I don't know. It's a long time to go to the weekend, isn't it? Sort it then.
No, it's Thursday now.
Also, the other thing that bugs me is the only fancy dress I've got is a Ghostbusters outfit, which I use for everything.
Yeah. You're not really big on the fancy dress. And I never used to be, but I'm kind of more into it now.
Yeah, you used to think fancy dress was just put a wolf head on it.
Yeah, it's because I do have a go-to wolf head in my closet. But I think since Strictly, I'm all for dressing up.
Are you?
Much more, I think.
But I'm not really that fussed myself. Like, I don't really enjoy fancy dress on
a
night
out. No,
I know
you don't. I mean, you either do or you don't, and you're definitely a don't.
And what's the rules with Halloween going out and not wearing fancy dress? It's so frowned upon, isn't it?
It's really frowned upon. I'm doing a pop star theme this year, though, like taking it away from zombies and that, and Ghostbusters. Yeah. So what have you got? Or are you actually coming?
Yeah, it depends.
Two questions there.
Well,
quite simple.
Okay, well, the other side of this is pop star theme. What an awful theme.
No, it's different.
What an awful theme. I mean, what are you going to do for that?
Right, you know, there's a wig shop near me. Get a long blonde wig or lampshade. See ya. Easy.
Okay, and how do you make that Halloween see ya?
Don't have to.
Just add blood to it?
Yeah, we'll just put a splatter, a bit of blood on
your face. Okay, so aside from Sia then, what else can I go as?
Just go Sia. It's the easiest thing
so
for you.
So everyone is... So basically you're having a Sia-themed party.
I'm having a Sia party. Wouldn't it be awesome if everyone turned up as Sia just that can't be bothered? Yesterday we were talking about... Is Greg coming as Sia as well? Greg James is coming
Greg's
as Sia.
Greg's coming as Sia. What's the
so
point?
So good. We're all going to be Sia.
If everyone turns up as Sia, what is the point?
Well, it'd be funny, though. Callum's been on. Yesterday, we were talking about words that just, you know, like when you're addressing people, like buddy, fella, mister. I'm not keen. Callum says, every time someone says amazeballs in my life, I die a little bit inside. That needs to be off now. Amazeballs.
Ho.
The Scott Mills Daily. I've had a... it's not my idea. Jess texted it in. But if maybe I can't make your party because Chaz's birthday thing's on that night as well.
Right, you might as well just blow me out right now. Go on.
What I could do is send someone else, in a dead mouse mask. So you wouldn't know it was me.
Right, okay. So how long have we been friends? You're suggesting that you send somebody in your place in a mask.
It's genius. I wonder if anyone's ever done that before.
Or if you're planning to leave the party early, Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
Larissa came up with that one.
Okay, no, so... I will be there, Scott. You know, it's not that I don't want to go. You know me.
You'll be there, but it's not that I don't want to go.
Okay.
What's going on? Are you backing out?
No, I'll be there. Okay, kind of.
Okay. What do you mean, kind of?
No, it's fine. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Shout out to my friend Louisa, who's just discovered how good Adele is. She, about 3 months ago, were like, One Direction are good, aren't they? And now she's on to Adele, just realised. So,
right.
Welcome.
Late.
A little bit late.
I might go as Adele to your party. Is that possible?
What are you going to do?
Don't know, really.
Eyeliner?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing hair?
Yeah.
Go. Do it.
Adopt the laugh.
Rihanna, are you coming to my party?
Well, you haven't invited me, so I'm
I have invited
not.
You.
No, you haven't. Is this the invite?
Yeah.
Right, that doesn't really count, does it?
Oh, please come.
Well, when is it?
Saturday.
This Saturday. Mm. Busy.
Okay, so is he. Bond?
Yes.
Have you interviewed Daniel Craig?
For my sins, I have interviewed Daniel Craig.
This time.
What do you mean? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm scared of him. He was quite terrifying.
Yeah, he's quite rude. I saw him on...
dead eyes.
Yeah, I saw him on Good Morning Britain giving some girl a really hard time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How was your experience?
Pretty much that. Are you sure it wasn't me? It was... Yeah, he is tough to get anything out of. And I think someone had just gone in before me who had really... annoyed him,
right?
And I'd sort of got the brunt of it,
sure.
Because, like, literally, as soon as I came in, he was just angry.
Which is always how you want to start off, isn't it?
But did you research? Like, obviously, you do loads of research. Do you know what makes him
obviously.
Laugh?
Well, last time I did, this really annoyed me because everyone was going, "Oh, Daniel Craig's so difficult to interview," and I was like. He was a dream last time I spoke to him. He was so nice. And that's why I was really gutted, because last time I got him like to tell me a joke and he was laughing and he was relaxed and it was so much better.
Where was the person before's fault?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to blame it on. I don't know if the last 3 years have just been really hard on Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I would have been in the car furiously Googling what makes Daniel Craig laugh.
It would have been more fun to know what made Christoph Waltz laugh, because that man does not crack a smile.
Right. Oh, wow. So you've had a great Bond experience.
Do you know what? I really enjoyed the film. I'll be reviewing it later on Greg's show if you want to know what I thought. And some of the interviews are like Andrew Scott, obsessed, i.e. Moriarty and Sherlock. Mm-hmm. So fit. And also has the best laugh. And I made him laugh. Great.
Amazing.
But by that point, I'd already been cowed by Daniel Craig and Christoph Waltz. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What a day. I like the film because of C's eyebrows.
Don't do a plot spoiler, Scott.
Oh, sorry. Is that a plot spoiler?
Could be.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Man moves his eyebrows a lot. Anyway, more on this later with Rihanna when she reviews Spectre. Are you ready for a bit of bingo?
I am.
Let's do it after
ready.
Fetty Wap. The Scott Mills Daily. Knit the grit. RGM Productions. And then I showed her to my stove. What? Fetty Wap, Trap Queen on Radio 1. Hello, Rihanna.
Hi.
I would like to know, have you got any, Halloween, not a good Halloween film, like rubbish Halloween film recommendations for me, please? Because I don't like good ones.
Okay. Well, I did just spot a film called The Ginger Dead Man.
Okay, what's that?
It's basically about an evil gingerbread man. And
what, an actual cookie?
And I think the tagline was something like... evil has never tasted so good.
Oh, that is going straight in mine.
Right?
Absolutely.
You've got to see that.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. It's like already Channel 5 are showing the quite bad Christmas films. Obsessed with them on a weekend.
Yeah, I know.
So good. Yeah. So much better. Like, why do you want to watch a good one? Anyway, so it's time for Innuendo Bingo with Rihanna Offer Films. You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, computer, tablet. Just go to the website and press play.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I like when Rihanna plays because I just feel a sense of mischief in the air.
Do you know what? I'm really anxious because last time I played this was with Charlotte Crosby.
Yes.
And she left some of her chewing gum in one of the glasses, which I then picked up and drank. So I...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yes. Controversial bingo.
So now I feel like, yeah, it's like Russian roulette, but with chewing gum and... You haven't done that, have you, Chris? Just to...
No.
It's all clean.
It's a clean bin.
Okay,
as
good.
As clean as it can be.
Good.
Okay, so Rihanna Offer Films is playing Innuendo Bingo today. Let's take some water and let's do what we do best.
That was so unnecessary.
What was that? If you were just listening on the radio, which most people are, that would have sounded awful. Pre-bingo wee.
Can you imagine?
Just that right there. The just sat there.
Right, get ready.
Okay, here we go. See, it started already.
Okay. I love that you've got a really wet face.
Mm-hmm. Let us know if you're watching. First, we're going to Coronation Street. And Steve McDonald interrupts Ken and Audrey's chat with a very bold request in the hairdressers.
Well, they don't stay kids for long, do they?
It's a pity you can't knock off and come with us.
Oh, Ken, I wish. But another 20 minutes and I've got Mrs. Wainwright. Oh, that's my problem.
Oh, hi, babe.
This looks like good timing. I was just hoping maybe whether you could slip me in.
Yes, I can. I've got 20 minutes.
How specific of Audrey.
Audrey.
No more, no less.
I was just hoping maybe whether you could slip me in.
Yes, I can. I've got 20 minutes.
Steve hoping the last-minute haircut there.
That expectation in his voice that I like.
Yeah. Thanks to Carolyn Ludlow for spotting that one.
Sorry.
Water, please. Apparently there's a sequel to Ginger Dead Man called Ginger Dead Man 2, The Passion of the Crust. Well, that's the best news I've heard today.
That's amazing.
Isn't that good?
I love that.
Both in my basket. Water, please. Now we're going... Oh, Chris, you've soiled yourself.
Chris.
Oh, no.
Now we're going to a Bake Off masterclass with Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. Now, Mary and Paul are in the kitchen together. And Paul has a one-off special treat for Mary.
Well?
It feels very naughty and I'm enjoying every mouthful.
Mary Berry.
That was horrid.
That was a big one.
That was a big spray there from Stark.
Well?
It feels very naughty and I'm enjoying every mouthful.
Paul letting Mary try one of... his favourite fruitcake recipes there. Okay, more water, please.
All right.
Thanks to Angus in Glasgow for sending that one in. Well spotted. Next, we've got a favourite from Tuesday, and it's Caroline Martin on BBC WM. What was that? Chris loves Caroline Martin, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
She's just a walking blunder, especially when she's on the air. Falls into the trap every time. Caroline's asking her listeners, which do you prefer, Star Wars or James Bond?
Kaz, there's no choice. Star Wars was the greatest film of all time, says Sean. Mark in Tamworth says Bond. Roger Moore is my favourite, yes, followed by Brosnan. Superman did more to promote religion than Star Wars. Bond every time for me, although I do have a purple lightsaber.
Chris is getting in there fast today.
He is. He's like blocking my spray with his.
I'm so annoyed because I was going to do that phone-in topic after two. Oh, Caroline, love you. She's on this show so much.
Bond every time for me, although I do have a purple lightsaber.
Naughty person that texted that in.
She'll be on again next week.
Oh, yeah.
How's she on so much?
I know. Water, please. Now we're going over to Good Morning Britain, and they're talking about Prince Harry. Now, what I love about Prince Harry is how much he manages to fit into just 24 hours.
Kate Fisher is in Washington ahead of his arrival. Kate, the Prince has a busy day ahead, doesn't he?
He certainly does. It's only a one-day tour, so it's going to be brief but very busy. He'll have the First Lady in the morning and then the President in the afternoon.
In one day?
He'll have the First Lady in the morning and then the President in the afternoon.
Katie and Lee saw that one.
Oh, this is a wet one today.
I know, it always is. Always is with Rihanna. Oof. Water, please.
I was just really cold, just saying the temperature was on. Sort of.
Now we're going to put another bar on, would you?
Sure.
Oh. Next, we're going to ITV. And Alexander Armstrong, off of Pointless, is for some reason travelling through the Arctic Circle for his show Land of the Midnight Sun. I love him also. And Alexander here meeting some very open-minded locals.
That's massive.
Yeah. That's like a leg of lamb.
Hello.
Again, it's the enthusiasm that I love.
Isn't it? Try and get through it. Here we go.
That's massive.
Oh, Rihanna, this is going to be a problem. There's always ones you can't get past.
No, I've got it. I'm going to get it. It's fine.
Okay, here you go.
So
that's massive. Yeah, that's like a leg of lamb. How big was the beaver?
Have you ever tried beaver before?
No.
That's my absolute favourite of all time.
I mean, there's so much in there, isn't
there's
there?
There's so many.
Listen again, please. It's a great one.
That's massive. Yeah, that's like a leg of lamb.
Really big beaver.
How big was the beaver?
Have you ever tried beaver before?
No.
That's a great one.
Pause. No.
Water, please?
No.
Now, the good news is Alexander really will give anything a go. And luckily, he did that for us all on camera.
The fat's got a sort of tang, not a tang to it, but you know what I mean? It's got something to it that's neither beef nor lamb, neither fish nor fowl.
It's like a good steak, I think.
It's a bit.
Tastes like beaver.
Yeah, it tastes like beaver.
Yeah. This is what it is.
Tastes like beaver.
Yeah,
it tastes like beaver.
So many of you emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you. Water, please.
We are dripping today.
I know, I am so cold.
Here we go then. Okay. Water.
Tastes like beaver.
Yeah.
That gave you a surprise.
You're so mean!
That took you by surprise.
It didn't it?
Oh, God. That's just me wringing out my jumper.
Yep. Water, please.
Oh, God. What? What?
Come on.
Have you ever tried beaver before?
Now, another favourite from Tuesday on Who Do You Think You Are? Frances de la Tour is going through some old cartoons. Imagine her surprise when she found this in the collection.
And then this rather pompous woman seems a bit lardy, but she's showing a leg.
Yes.
Surely 1,000 cannot be called excessive damages. And now a rather big lady with a huge muff.
Frankie Del Toro is so naughty. Oh.
Rather large.
Now a rather big lady with a huge muff.
Huge. Water, please.
This is...
It's the wet one.
The absolute wettest I've been in a very long time.
Good morning. Now we're going over to Channel 4's Restoring Britain's Landmarks. And we join furnishing manager John Evatt. And John has a very embarrassing realisation.
I thought, but it had a lot more scale than it does. And if it was 6 inches bigger, it would look phenomenal.
How embarrassing. On TV as well. I mean, you'd do that at home before the cameras started rolling. Oh, poor John.
And if it was 6 inches bigger,
yeah,
it would look phenomenal.
He was restoring some fireplace grates, but the measurements were a bit wrong.
You're squelching as well.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Really,
that's
horrible.
Just you.
water, please. I'm enjoying this.
This is relentless.
Yeah, isn't it time for it to be over yet?
Soon.
Have you ever tried beaver before?
It's so wet today. Okay, one more. One more and we'll get you dry.
Wait.
So, finally, BBC quiz show, The Link. Now, I really am fearing here that Mark Williams, the presenter, has gone off script.
Let's see if you can find The Link. You ready?
Yes.
Good. Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
Scott, you're right.
Really not.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
Right, let's end it now. Oh, wow. Well, well, as always, a pleasure. That was Rhianna off of Films playing Innuendo Bingo. I need to have a bit of a lie down or something. It's all fine.
That was a wet one.
That was a great one.
That was a wet one.
And don't forget, Movies with Rhianna tonight with Greg James on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, did you catch Foles in the Live Lounge earlier?
So good. So good.
You love them right now.
Yeah.
So they did their single Mountain at My Gates, and also they did the cover, which was What Kind of Man by Florence and the Machine. Interesting to hear Foles do that, and we're going to play that now. And also they mixed a bit of their own track, What Went Down, into it as well. So this is good news. The performances are going to be able to watch on BBC iPlayer later today. So you'll get both those performances, and as an extra treat for you, you will get a performance of their next single, Give It All. But that will only be on iPlayer later on this afternoon. So you get Mountain at My Gates, Florence, What Kind of Man, and you will get Give It All as well, only on BBC iPlayer if you go to the Radio 1 channel and watch it on telly later. This is Foles from the Live Lounge.
I was on a heavy tail, trying to cross a canyon with a broken limb. You were on the other side, like always, wondering what to do with life.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Hey, you sort of thought you were going to wear at the Teen Awards yet?
No, that's stressing me out as well. If it's not fancy dress for a Halloween party, it's what you wear at the Teen Awards.
There's always something to wear, isn't there?
Do you know what? It doesn't stress me out. The problem is you bring this stress on me because you'll say little comments like, oh, so you're going to be smart for the Teen Awards, aren't you? And it's like, well, you said I don't need to dress smart.
I'll be like, you're wearing that, are you? That's my favourite.
It's mad. You say these kind of things. It's like when you point at someone else and go, do your impression of them. Just
what,
to wind me up.
What, like your impression of Will the producer?
Yeah, so you'll say, go on, do your impression of Will.
Go on.
And there isn't an impression.
Go on then. But there is though, do it.
Listen, here's the thing. I know why you're in a funny mood today, because I've been doing certain things with you today to wind you up.
Yes, a little bit. We'll discuss this later.
Another time.
Thanks for filming all of that, by the way. Cheers. Thanks very much. Yeah, so don't stress yourself out about it. Just wear something nice and smart and on trend for next. Sunday.
Why say that? That's the bit that annoys me.
I'm still waiting for your impression of Will.
Oh,
come on!
Shush.
We all know there is one. It's like the best game ever. That.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Katie. First time she's listened live in ages. Always gets the podcast, but she's actually off school on half term at the moment. Hello, if you're enjoying a bit of half term and listening to the show live. That was Here For You.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so this track of the day is sounding good by Halsey. You know that Bieber recently heard her cover of What Do You Mean? And just casually retweeted to his 68 million plus followers that he loved it. Coming back to the UK for 4 dates next year. A member of the show team went to see Halsey about a month ago, the one that's dressing up as Naughty Boy for Halloween, and said that the gig was just insane, like proper fans of her, like dyed her hair like her and everything. So it's the second single to be taken from Halsey's UK Top 10 debut album, Badlands, and this track is called Ghost.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm searching for something that I can't reach.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Halsey and Ghost on BBC Radio 1. And it's our track of the day. I like. What are you doing tonight?
Tonight? That's throwing me. Are you about to invite me to something else that I say I can't go to?
Oh, love. Must be hard being you.
No, don't be like that. Do you know what I'm doing tonight? As boring as it sounds, I'm going to see my mate for a couple of drinks, and then I'm probably going to go home and watch First Dates.
Oh, is it tonight?
It's tonight.
Oh, it's the best.
I love that show so much.
We're agreed, aren't we, that that is one of the best shows on TV
definitely,
at the moment.
Definitely.
We had this conversation. I don't know why it's not on earlier, because it's, was it 10 o'clock on Channel 4?
Yeah. I always catch it by accident, actually. Yeah. It's, up to now, it's not been one that I've made a real point of going to watch. I always catch it by accident. But last week's one was so, so good.
I'm into it. If you've not seen First Dates, and we were just saying this, like when you first hear the idea of it, you're like, oh, is this going to be any good? But it's really good. Just because it's people watching, that's what it is.
It is.
If you've not seen it, it's a restaurant in London which is completely set up for first dates. So strangers meet for the first time and have a meal in this restaurant together. I mean, and it's all filmed.
It's arranged by the programme makers.
Yeah.
So they know exactly what they're doing. They know, I assume people apply for it, then they try and match people up with likes, and maybe even sometimes they try and match up people that definitely wouldn't get along. I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe.
Just to make it more fun.
But most of the dates, they genuinely seem quite well matched.
Yeah, I think they do try and match them well. I mean, there are occasional ones where it just goes horribly wrong, but that's also great to watch. So there was there a girl last week called, was it Georgia?
Yeah.
And she was great because it was a first for First Dates last week. He didn't turn up.
So she arrived, she was all dressed up, she arrived at the bar, got taken to... So what happens, you get taken to the bar at the start of this date and you have a drink, and the idea is your other date then arrives and you meet at the bar, then you get taken to a table, and then we all get to watch and enjoy the date.
But you don't, obviously, you've never seen them before, you don't know who it is, so you're always looking at the door thinking, is that my date? Is that my date? So this poor girl got stood up. So she's just watching everyone else having first dates all around her. She was basically doing what we do, watching First Dates, but not on TV. She was actually there.
It was so good.
But what she did, and this is why I loved her, because she's resourceful, you see. She's like, okay, my date's not shown up, so I'm going to crack on to all of the other guys who are turning up for dates.
No, that's harsh, because, I mean, to be fair, it was the one bloke, maybe the first bloke, who came and sat next to her. Or was it the second? I can't remember. I can't really remember. But she, she started to crack on. But what's strange about that is... there's a sort of unwritten rule with this show, which is you don't really mingle with other people's dates because everyone is there for the purpose of being on a date.
Yeah, and trying to find love.
So if you're talking to a guy that isn't your date, it is definitely someone else's first date.
Yeah, because that's why everyone is there. So, I've never seen it on the show before because normally the couples on the first dates, they keep themselves to themselves. No one really talks, apart from the waiters and that, no one really talks to anyone else.
There's so many Ledge characters, like the maitre d' on that show is Ledge. This Georgia girl is probably my favourite date that I've seen on there.
But I was thinking to myself, look, it's not a club. You can't just wander around trying to find people. Just stick to your own date. Yeah. Oh, he hasn't shown up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seconds to Mars, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Georgia from First Dates.
The Georgia from First Dates.
Apparently so.
Yes.
We were just talking about you.
You're a legend.
Yeah, really are.
Well, what an episode last week's was.
It was definitely different, wasn't it?
This is crazy, right? We have some amazing guests come through here at Radio 1. And I feel a tad starstruck talking to you. something's not right.
That's crazy. I'm just a normal little northern girl.
Since you've been on First Dates, do you get recognised?
Yeah, I work in a nightclub at weekends, and the amount of people that were like double looking at me, and then there was a group of lads walked past on a party, like a stag do, and they all started chanting, you got stood up, and I was like, oh, here we go, like, but just fucking laugh at myself.
So how long were you, because I know you got stood up in the episode, if you didn't see it, how long were you actually waiting for?
I got there and I waited about, I think it was half an hour for my date, and I started to get doubts. I was thinking, he's not coming. And I thought, you know, what, get us a glass of wine. He's not. I thought, I'm going to make the most of tonight. And then I stayed for about an hour and had a chat with the bar staff because they were all really lovely. Like, we're having a good giggle and like obviously I was this massive third wheel, like, apart from all these first dates that were happening. So it was quite interesting, like, seeing all these people on their, like, nervous first dates. And he had third wheel in the corner with a glass of wine and chips.
This is amazing, because you can tell us so much about this show. You know, when you were at the bar, what's the story with the barman there? He looks a tad creepy at times.
He's so lovely. Like, honestly, if it wasn't for him, I think I would have been absolutely devastated. I had no one to talk to. He's such a nice guy. Like, I was thinking, watch me be sat here. There'd be nobody around. I'd be on my own. But no, like, the staff are such lovely people. And Fred's amazing as well.
We noticed another guy had turned up, though, as well, to go on a date, hadn't he? Not your date, another bloke.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you seem to get on quite well with him.
Yeah, I mean, this is... I'm the type of girl, I'll speak to a cardboard box if it'll listen. I'm really chatty. And when people were coming in, like, it was lads coming in for their date, and they were proper nervous. They were like, they were looking at me at the bar thinking, is that the date? And I was like, oh, I'm not your date. I'm just a little girl sitting at the bar on my own, stood up. But yeah, you know, I was having a good chat with everybody. And when Alex came in, you could see he was terrified. And I was kind of merry by then. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to chat with this lad. Sort of calm his nerves. And,
yeah, because you kind of look at him and then look down. It's amazing watching how your mind works. And then you can almost see yourself turning slightly and gearing up to talk to him.
Yeah, like, it's when someone sits next to, like, you know, like, I'm quite a friendly little person. I chat to anyone. And if you're quite close to each other when I sit down at the bar, and I thought, I'm not going to sit here like an awkward turtle and not say hello. Like,
turtle.
You awkward turtle.
You're a turtle.
I know. Little turtle just sat there awkward with me wine. And I'd had me wine, obviously, as well. And I thought, oh, I'm going to crack on and see how he's doing and ask how he's feeling. Like, I'm the type of person, I can't just not speak to somebody. I'm just like, I'm a chatterbox.
Georgia, let's not muck around here. You were trying to get him, though, weren't you? Because you fancied him.
I thought he was attractive. Yes. Yeah. I was like, you know, like, I seen him and thought, like, well, initially I thought, is that my date? Because, like, my description for what I go for was, like, similar. So I was thinking, oh, is that mine or not? And, you know, you're kind of looking at Fred thinking, is this mine? Like, every time a guy walked in, I was looking at Fred like, is that my date? Oh, is he mine or not? But yeah, he's an attractive guy, yeah.
Okay. But you didn't feel bad at all that you were cracking on to him, even though he was there to date somebody else?
I didn't think he was cracking on. I think I'm probably just a chatty person. I'll crack on anybody. Like, I don't really
know. Oh, no, come on. No, that's rubbish. You knew he was on another date there.
So fancy,
right?
Him.
You know what the rules are. None of the couple's meant to talk to another couple. So you knew what you were doing.
I'm just a friend. I was speaking to the guy before me as well. You could say I was cracking on to him and all.
Yeah, she's reverting back to the I'm just a friendly girl line.
That seems to be the statement.
It's got us talking about it, though, hasn't it?
It has. It's crazy. Like, I didn't expect, like, people to, like, pick up on it so much.
And then you sat in front of the other date as it was happening. It was amazing just watching you, watching them.
You know what it is, right? It looks like I'm being a creep. I'm not. I was sitting with the barman and I was saying to him, who do you think's got chemistry and who do you think's getting on? And we were, like, having a bit of a, like, you know, when you're people watching, you're like, you just kind of guess what's going on and stuff. That's what we're doing. But it looks like I'm a massive creep. I'm not. I was like, watching it thinking, oh my God, I look like a bunny boiler. And I was like, I'm not a bunny boiler. I was literally, it's quite funny to watch, like, people on first dates. Just like, people are dead awkward.
Yeah, but it's funnier to watch you watching them.
It is, yeah. Because I was just, like, amused by it. I was like, look at these people on their first dates and I'm just sitting here on my chips.
When his date turned up, did you feel a bit jealous?
No, like, I've actually seen her previously. She's a lovely girl. I wasn't jealous. Like, I just thought, oh, everyone there was getting a date. And I was kind of thinking, like, I'm sat here and everyone's got a date but me. But luckily, it's happened in the past where I've been stood up and let down. So I can laugh it off.
But this is what's so exciting, because you're going on a date with that guy in the next episode.
Like, is this tonight?
Yeah,
this is tonight. I didn't expect that. I was really, like, when I was... My reaction at the bar probably says, oh, I was like, eh? Like, I was oblivious to who I was getting. I was just like, going to go back out of the curiosity, really, and hopefully see, like, Zac Efron or Johnny Depp start opposite.
So let me get this clear. The guy that you were chatting to at the bar that you found attractive, who was waiting for his date to turn up, but he wasn't your date?
No.
Tonight on the show, you are going on a date with him?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what the horrible thing about this situation, having you on the phone, is? I really want to know what happens right now, but I also don't want it to spoil me watching it tonight.
Yeah, don't tell us.
Yeah, I can't say.
Georgia, I can hear that you're not a bunny boiler, but TV can you know, make things look different than they actually appear. I mean, I was actually fantastic at dancing.
Really?
Yeah. But they didn't show that.
Oh, terrible, you see. It's TV, it's sneaky.
Well, listen, it's really good to talk to you. I can't wait to see it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Chris.
What?
You're being so weird today.
I'm being weird.
Yes. Why have you been shouting at me all day, please, and filming it and now putting it on the Radio 1 Facebook?
Oh, yeah, this video's up now on Radio 1 Facebook.
So, explain, please.
So, you are going to abseil down Blackpool Tower.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yes, that's happening.
If I need to remind you about that.
Friday the 13th, which is the day of Children in Need on BBC One. I'll be in the evening. I will be abseiling down the entire length of Blackpool Tower,
yes,
which is 400 foot down. Oh, I'm really scared
now.
Do
you keep remembering it and then suddenly go,
yeah,
like I have that horrible sick feeling that you get?
Yeah, I had it this morning, actually. I was doing something completely unrelated and then suddenly I thought about it. It was like, oh. And then a nice lady from We Love TV magazine rang me and made me feel worse. Because she was like, I do rock climbing and it's very high.
It's very high.
I wouldn't
high.
Do it. Well, I don't know. The thing is, I've never done anything like this before, so it's completely unknown. All I know is that I'm scared.
Right. So tomorrow you are missing your radio show.
Yes.
Because you need to go and train with the Marines.
That's happening, yes.
As Sir Terry said, that's what he was going to do. He was going to get the Marines to train. You need to learn how to abseil.
Mm.
It's a massive tower, so you've obviously got to have lessons. But also, you need to up the fitness. There'll be drills and stuff like that, I imagine. The Marines are getting involved. That's the headline.
I've just seen a schedule for tomorrow, which does involve an assault course. Oh, good.
Standard.
I'm really scared now. How can I get out of it?
You can't. So with that in mind, I thought as your friend I would help you out because you need to get ready for that tomorrow.
For the Marines.
Now, one thing that all Marines do is shout.
Oh, I get it now.
So what I wanted you to do is be less jumpy tomorrow by helping you out today.
Yeah. So as soon as I arrived today at the Radio 1 building, Chris was outside, ready for me.
All right, mate.
All right.
All right, mate.
Yeah?
Should we go get some lunch?
Okay.
Yeah. Should we go over there?
Should we get some lunch? What are you doing?
Everybody looked.
So anyway, that video's on the Radio 1 Facebook if you'd like to have a little look at that. I did a couple more of those.
Yeah, thanks for doing it in the lift as well. We're a crowded lift up to the 8th floor here.
Do you know what annoyed me as well? Some of them didn't record. But anyway, that's why I've been shouting at you today, because I just want you to be best prepared. And I'm your friend, and I need to make sure
where is it?
You're in the best possible shape for tomorrow. Radio 1 Facebook, so you're ready for the Marines tomorrow.
I was going to say that makes me look like an idiot, but there's plenty more of that in the next couple of weeks, aren't there?
Anyway, another good news. I've found the noises that I think you're going to make when you're sliding down that massive tower.
What do you mean?
So I found these noises. It just reminded me. I was trying to imagine what you'd be like as you're abseiling down Blackpool Tower. And do you remember a butler called Paul... What was his name? Paul Burrell. And he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here a few years ago.
I won't sound like him.
And when he had to put his hand in a tree for one of the tasks. Sort of feel up some of the things inside.
It's cockroaches in there.
Those are the noises. Just imagine you're going down the tower.
What's it feel like?
Actually, probably not dissimilar.
What's it feel like? It's cockroaches in there.
I think it's going to be worse.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hey, you know, tomorrow night, Radio 1 dance shows are celebrating Halloween. Massive Halloween party weekend. If you're having a party, make Radio 1 your soundtrack. Annie Mac, Pete Tong, B-Trait and The Essential Mix, bringing you tracks from the darker side of dance music. Make it your soundtrack to Halloween 2015. R1 Dance Fright Night kicks off tomorrow at 7 with Annie Mac.
Yeah. So right, so fresh, so five, no less. So right, I just flex. Can't get me out of her head. She wanna hear TT on a KDA with a KEB in that set. Oh yeah, ain't no one left. Rumble, go hard, no rest, come on.
You got me feeling for your power. Turn the music louder, let me feel it.
What's it like?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we stop with these noises now? KDA and Tony Zimbra. And KCB. Turn the music louder. Brackets rumble. Close brackets. I'm Scott Mills. Do you want to do this Blackpool Tower thing instead, though?
No, absolutely not. This is all yours, mate. And I'm so happy that you're doing it, because normally this might be the kind of thing that you'd offload, mainly onto me, but maybe someone else. And I'm just pleased that you are stepping up.
Ben in Nottingham says, Scott's face is so funny / weird when you shout, shall we get some lunch at him? I've got more of that tomorrow coming from the Marines, haven't I?
They are going to be stew.
Yes, they are. They're going to be stew.
They're going to be stew.
Oh, right.
No, they're not.
Why would
be
they be stew?
No.
Weirdo. The Scott Mills Daily. Greg Atchell James.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Greg.
Nice to see you all sober.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm really excited, actually. Good big show. Big show lined up for you.
Got a big show, have you? Oh, yeah, have you?
Big show lined up.
What have you got, please?
Did you manage to miss the fired person, Chris? You see them?
Yeah, completely missed them today.
Good.
Brilliant news.
So you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Okay, well, the fired person from last night's Apprentice will be on just after 4:30.
Were they here earlier, or are they coming in later? Oh. I mean, how did we miss that?
Last week was ridiculous. No plots, boys, but he or she stood outside the studio and waved.
Waved at me. Yeah. I've been fired.
It was like, yeah. I don't want to see you.
I may or may not have asked them to do that. Can you go meet my mate Chris? He's a massive fan.
That's amazing.
All right, so Chris, that's happening. And then Noel Fielding after 5.
Oh, amazing.
And then we're reviewing the Bond film with Rihanna after 6.
Yeah, she said that earlier when she was on Bingo.
Uh-huh.
Chris loves people off the TV. He got well excited that we spoke to Georgia from First Dates on the show earlier.
Yeah.
So excited. And here's Real or No Real for today. Is this true?
An intern at ITV is in trouble with bosses after losing a notepad containing hundreds of rhyming puns written for the new series of Take Me Out.
See, I don't think this happens. I reckon people just submit their own.
No, I think it must be someone's job at ITV to write all those. And it's not Paddy McGuinness, I don't think. So it's like, let the toad see the hole.
Let the nut see the cracker. It's that kind of thing.
All those.
Let the bird see the nest.
Yeah, that.
Oh, no.
Well,
anyway, I feel like on the first series of Take Me Out, then Paddy was probably really into writing the puns. And then as the second, third, fourth, hundredth goes on, he just goes, I can't be arsed.
Yeah, you'd get writers for that, wouldn't you?
Well, maybe an intern who then loses the notepad.
It's a fun job to have, though. And also,
I think it would get boring.
But you see them everywhere, don't you, those puns? I mean, the best way to source them is contact different hen groups. And because often on the back of shirts, it will have the, you know, let the so-and-so see the so-and-so.
Yeah, I don't know whether you can use those on ITV, though.
How would you go about contacting different hen groups?
Simply contact hen groups.
I'm just suggesting a way they might be able to source it.
Pop to the town centre of a Friday, Saturday. Excuse me, can I just borrow your shirt?
I saw this great picture of Scott at Gatwick Airport, surrounded by hens, all with the different, you know, let the so-and-so see the so-and-so.
At Gatwick North, that was. Good times. So, has
clarifying which bit? Gatwick North
has a note. That's the best. South was a nightmare. It has a notepad containing hundreds of rhyming puns written for the new series of Take Me Out. Just gone missing.
A nightmare.
Why is the South a nightmare?
I can't go into it.
Gatwick South is a nightmare.
Scott Mills blast.
Your nightmares.
I want that to be in the Gatwick Times. Oh, I want it to be Mills blast.
Not
Gatwick
my
South.
Everyone knows
Gatwick
the North South is far superior. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Yes, Chris.
No real.
That one is no real.
No,
yes.
Didn't happen. Thank God as well, otherwise we'd know them all. And next.
Peanut butter glows in the dark.
Great. What's going on here?
So, peanut butter glows in the dark. Simple fact.
Not a bad last-minute choice for Halloween, guys. If you run out of ideas,
just
slather on the old peanut butter.
Yes, not crunchy, though. Oof.
What do you mean?
That would hurt.
Oh. Hang on, you're not a smooth peanut butter guy, are you?
What does that mean? I don't like peanut butter. Again, is one of the only things I don't really like. I know that's a bit odd.
Yes, I am smooth.
What, you don't? You have
nutty or smooth, do you?
Oh, nutty.
Yeah, you do. You
always
must
nutty.
Know this.
Yeah, but do you have crunchy or do you go smooth?
Smooth.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't put you down for that, guy.
Controversial.
That really
is. I think you'd know if it's glow in the dark because, I mean, you would use it. I mean, it would have more uses, wouldn't it? You'd be playing all sorts of games with it if it could glow in the dark.
All so sorts of games. Bedroom games.
What are you doing with that? It glows in the dark. So on that basis, I think this will be no real.
Okay. Greg James?
I'm putting that one down in the old notes section of the phone.
Put that down.
I'm going to say probably real.
That one is real.
Yes, it does, but only for a few seconds if it's fresh and you direct a laser pointer off of lecturers at it.
Hold on, so if you light it up, it glows in the dark?
Set fire
what kind of fact is this?
Yeah.
If you shine a light, yes, it does glow in the dark. If you shine a light on it...
No, it just one of those...
Open the lid and shine a light on it.
And it glows.
Can I ask something? This is a bit weird, but it's something that I probably should have noticed before this week. But when you open envelopes sometimes, there's like a purple light that comes out of the sticky bit. Am I going mad?
Yes, you are.
I saw it and I wanted to say it. I wanted to say it to some other people just to check that I'm not going completely mad.
You opened your post and a light shone from the post.
There's like a little... I'm sure someone listening will verify this, but there's sometimes... Like the sticky bit sometimes goes purple when you open it. It goes... Meh. Am I going mad?
I don't know.
I don't know who you're receiving letters from.
People will tell us soon enough, though.
Please don't you worry.
And finally...
Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg is so fed up of Candy Crush invites, he's banning them from Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot.
Is that how Facebook works then? So when Zuckerberg gets fed up with something, it just goes?
I would imagine so.
It's his thing.
Poking went a while ago, didn't it? Hey. Or can you still poke?
I think you can, but you generally don't.
It's frowned upon, is it?
Was he
like Farmville? That needs to be off.
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
I tell you what, I was sick of that, actually. That did wind me up when it kept popping up. Oh, so-and-so's the mayor of something. Mm. No, you're not.
Do you know what I'm sick of? Is the nostalgic 7 years ago today. You were here with this person.
That time hop.
It's really doing my head in now. It was great for a couple of months. You go, oh, that was nice.
They've got ways of editing it so only certain memories pop up if you need to phase people out.
All right, is this something you've had to do?
No, not me personally. It's just, it is completely random. These memories pop up. Oh, that's 8 years ago.
Mm. Phasing them out.
Yeah. Don't know them anymore.
Yeah. I think this is probably real. This guy, he owns Facebook. He is Facebook. He can just go in, a touch of a button, he can make you disappear.
Mm. Can he poke anyone on Facebook? Has he got some kind of super account?
Mm. Yeah.
He's the equivalent of Tom off of MySpace, isn't he?
And he's a little bit more successful.
Real or no real?
Real.
I think real.
That one is real.
Yes. During a recent Q&A, he was asked how to stop the notifications and said that he sent a message to the person in charge of the platform to stop them altogether.
Right. Yes? I'm not going mad. Look how many texts. So many. Greg is right about the envelopes glowing. My wife makes me...
Okay, careful. It's probably related to the peanut butter.
The purple light is...
Don't go for that one either. But what someone says is, yes, Greg, it scared the pants off me. Open letter in the stairs... That's from Damien there. UV glow from the letter envelope.
Yes, David in Bournemouth gets a purple light from his wage slip. He thought it was magic.
just to distract you from what they take away from you.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
Yes. Apparently I'm doing training with the Royal Marines tomorrow for my Children in Need abseil. So Matt Edmondson is with you from 1 p.m.